Strange Bad Fowl, we mentioned the title of recent Winter Museum news, in which a certain Harriet Sherman excoriated the National Gallery of Art in Washington for its handing of tickets to the Max Beerbohm and Gough Van Gough's exhibit. A huge proportion of the 200,000 free tickets was snatched up by a homeless opportunist in a Daryl Winter, who then scalped those tickets at a $55 piece to his hardy connoisseurs. Yet, Sherman Bad Fowl are far from strange. Art, despite its religious and magical origins, very soon became a commercial venture. From budget patterns funding art they barely understood in order to share their protégé's prestige to museum curators, stage managing the cult of artists in order to enhance the market value of museum holding. Entrepreneurs have found audacious and profit in big-name art. Speculators, thieves, and promoters long ago created and fed a market where culture icons could be traded like commodities.